It's Thursday, July the 3rd, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. News on Once, Beatrice Amutenya reports that members of parliament are alarmed by the upcoming National Assembly recess, which will stretch from July through to September. Lawmakers warn that the prolonged break might prevent any legislation from being introduced before year-end, despite the 8th parliament opening in March.
Affirmative repositioning leader Job Amopanda criticized the recess, questioning the effectiveness of President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's business unusual pledge.
6 months down the line, about 4 months since we elected, the executive have not tabled a single legislation. It basically means that there is real possibilities that the year 2025 will pass, will go by without a single law being passed by the 8th Parliament.
The International Air Transport Association says global passenger numbers rose by 5% in May versus last year. And according to Public and Media Relations Advisor Lyndon Burns, the international routes saw the biggest growth at 6.7%, led by Asia-Pacific travel, while domestic flights grew modestly. International flight load factors also hit a record 83.2% for May.
African Airlines saw a 9.5% year-on-year increase in demand, and they expanded capacity by 6.2%. By doing so, they achieved a 74.9% passenger load factor. That's just under three quarters of the available capacity actually being taken up in the market. The most predominant growth was a 15.9% increase in demand on the Africa-Asia international corridor, which has proven to be the world's fastest growing in May this year. Africa currently accounts for about 2.2% of the total global market.
The Education Ministry says free schooling remains under strain as more learners enter the system. Minister Sanet Steenkamp says tuition stays free, but a lack of infrastructure and resource is challenging delivery. She further said that there's a need for increased investment to keep quality education accessible to every child.
The main problem that we have right now in terms of free education is the fact that so many people inquire and want to know which courses will be funded, or can they also be exempted from application fees. And we say application fees are minimal fees. All the students must continue to pay application fees. But in terms of the priority areas, that will only be communicated by August as to what will be funded, and only after it has been presented to Cabinet. So right now, people want information that we cannot give them, because it's a process that you cannot rush, because it's only registration and only tuition fees that will be free.
Continentally, a confidential UN report obtained by Reuters says Rwanda has commanded M23 rebels advancing in eastern Congo, giving them training and military gear, including high-tech systems to counter air attacks. The report alleges this support gives the rebels a decisive edge over Congo's army while boosting Rwanda's political clout in the mineral-rich area. United Nations experts warn that the situation risks fueling wider regional conflict if international mediation efforts fail. To North America, where lawmakers in the U.S. House could vote on Donald Trump's tax and spending bill by now, as Republicans sprint to get the so-called Big Beautiful Bill on the president's desk by the 4th of July deadline. With the details is our correspondent, Tony Waterman.
Donald Trump was meeting with some Republicans Wednesday morning, trying to convince them to get on board with his policy agenda. The so-called Big Beautiful Bill only squeaked by the Senate, with the vice president needed to cast the tie-breaking vote. Recent polling shows that the majority of Americans oppose the bill. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.